Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Creative Kindergarten Podcast. My name is Amanda, and I'm an early childhood educator in Ontario, Canada, and this podcast is a place where I talk about all things kindergarten. I pick a topic for the week, and I share my thoughts, my ideas, my learning around that topic. For this week's episode, I think it's going to be another kind of niche one as well. Last week, I talked about the Look-See Checklist, and that being an Ontario checklist, developmental milestones checklist that's been used for years. This week, I'm going to be talking about the updates to the Ontario Kindergarten Program. Even though it is going to be talking about that specific document, I think I'm going to be addressing some overarching themes within kindergarten and for kindergarten educators. So I hope you stick around, even if you're not in Ontario, to listen to my thoughts around the announcement to update our Ontario Kindergarten Program. First off, if you haven't listened to the announcement, it was made on January 24th. I will link it in the show notes. I'll link the YouTube video in the show notes. It starts, like, I think the video itself is maybe like an hour long, but it starts like 20 minutes into it. So you can fast forward, you know, the beginning where they're just doing like the sound checks and stuff, and you can listen to the actual announcement by Stephen Lecce. And he talks about what they will be doing to the Ontario Kindergarten Program document. I have many, many thoughts on this, as you would probably expect from somebody who talks about kindergarten on her own podcast. But first thought was, I completely called this happening in the podcast episodes I did over the summer about the updates to the grade 1-8 literacy curriculum. I will put those in the show notes for you if you want to go have a listen to them. But in either the part 1 or part 2, possibly in both, I can't even remember anymore, I did say, like, this just means that Ontario is going to probably put out a new kindergarten literacy update pretty soon. And I wasn't sure if they were just going to be updating the whole document or they were just going to be updating the literacy portion of it, but it looks like they are going to be taking the literacy and math frame, like out of the four frames of our Ontario Kindergarten Program, they're going to be taking the literacy and math one and they're going to be updating it. I actually cheered with this announcement when it came on. I think I scared my dog because I actually like cheered out loud when he announced that they were going to be updating it. I have said it for years. I think it's been at least 4 or 5 years now that I have said that especially the literacy portion of our program definitely needs an update. It does not at all set our students up for success. If you're just following what our program document says, our curriculum document says, it doesn't set up our students at all to be successful readers and writers. And, you know, I have been shouting that from the rooftops for years, and I'm so glad it is finally happening. I knew it was coming. I was waiting to see when they would actually, you know, start to do it. They said in the announcement that it will be coming out for the 2025 school, September to like 2025 school year. So the 2025-2026 school year. So don't panic. It's not like you have to learn a new curriculum tomorrow. It'll be rolling out. Well, they said in the spring of 2025 to be ready for the fall of 2025. I never trust their timelines. They probably will come out the day before school starts in 2025. But all in all, a very exciting announcement. So that, you know, we as educators, we know we always want to do what is best for our students, and we want to set them up for a successful journey in their school years, and having a curriculum document that aligns with that is going to be so nice. But I wanted to talk about a few of the concerns and things that I'm hearing from other kindergarten educators, both in my DMs on Instagram when I was talking about this, and also in Facebook groups that I'm part of that for Ontario kindergarten educators. And I want to start off by saying I do really try to have a positive mindset when it comes to things for our classroom. When it is for the benefit of my students and for all students across the province, I do really try to keep a positive mindset on it. Change is good. our kindergarten program document was written in what, like 2006 or something, and I think it was updated in 2016 possibly. I can't even remember anymore. Somebody's gonna have to correct me on the dates because I probably got them wrong, but it is old. Like, we don't want a document that's written in 2000 and whatever six to be the document that we are currently following in 2020, well, five by the time the new one comes out. You know, that we want to keep our practice current. We want to keep our practice meeting the needs of our students. And it is exciting for me to find out that, you know, I will have new things to implement in the classroom. I get to invigorate my practice. I get to put new things into practice. And I get to, you know, be teaching my students up to like our current standards and our current understandings of how students learn. And so for me, this is an exciting proposal. This is something that I am looking forward to reading. And when I went to the Facebook groups, I guess I was not sharing the same sentiments as some of the people that were sharing. Now I'm suspecting that the people who are sharing in Facebook groups are educators who have strong opinions about things, and who are going to necessarily share more negative opinions in Facebook groups. But I was kind of a little bit disappointed and dismayed about some of the negativity that I was seeing from kindergarten educators who were not happy that we were getting a new program when, you know, there are other problems within the kindergarten sphere and within the education sphere in general. And so to that I say, you know, there can be more than one thing wrong at once. And just because we are, you know, fixing one part of that doesn't mean that, you know, we're okay with the rest of it being a problem. Like, I can be happy that we are getting a new math and literacy curriculum while also still being upset that we have kindergarten classrooms that are 30 plus kids and that, you know, students are developmentally maybe not meeting all of the skills that we would typically have seen in previous years. You know, there are multiple problems going on in the education world. And for me, one of the problems was this literacy part of our kindergarten program. And I'm very happy that that is going to be fixed. I'm also still disappointed in the fact that we have 30 plus kids in each classroom and that, you know, we don't have the resources we need to support the learning happening in our classrooms. Like, both can be true. I can be upset about one thing and happy about another. And so it seems like, you know, we as educators have to understand that for governments having concrete solutions to things like putting out a new literacy curriculum for them, it makes them look good. It sure does. Families will be happy that, you know, government is doing something about low reading scores and doing something to help their child. You know, that's what will appease voters and make them happy and makes for great sound bites. So I think that the other problems in the education sphere, I don't know how easily it will be to fix them. We have a teacher shortage problem. We have no money for resources. Funding is being cut left and right for different things. So it'll be interesting to see what the government decides to do next few years. He did allude to another announcement coming up soon enough about the teacher shortage within the press conference when he was doing the Q&A at the end. So I was wondering about that, and I was wondering what that was alluding to, but we'll see what they do in the coming school years. That part I'm not holding my breath on. I do, from what I've read of the new K-8 literacy curriculum, I do quite like it. I like where they are going with following the science of reading and how they can continuously update the curriculum to meet the needs of students. So I am cautiously optimistic about this new curriculum for the literacy and math part of our program document. Another thing that people brought up, and was something that I clocked when he was talking about the new curriculum, was the fact that we have a kindergarten program document. It's called a program. It's not called a curriculum. And it's like, I don't even know, 240 pages or something. It's huge. If you've never seen it, if you're not in Ontario, it's a massive program document. And it's a play-based program where our document outlines like the philosophy around the kindergarten program. It outlines like the roles of different partners within the community. It's really just a comprehensive program and not necessarily just a curriculum. And then he kept referencing literacy and math curriculum in the announcement. And by he, I mean Lecce. I've kind of just been seeing he the whole time, but it was Lecce, Stephen Lecce, that did the announcement. And so this is, again, me just completely making, I have no background knowledge of this. I've listened to the exact same thing that you guys have listened to. I have no other knowledge of this, but what it's making me think of is that we're going to have a kindergarten program document still, but within that program document, there's going to be a literacy curriculum and a math curriculum. And I think that that is going to be really important, because then it's going to give really explicit learning goals and learning expectations that we will have to teach students in the classroom. And I think that that is going to be fantastic, because as of right now, from my experience and from talking and listening to other educators and being in other educators' classrooms and things like that, it is not consistent, because the language in the program is so wishy-washy. Like, one of the expectations has in quotes that students will have some letter sound correspondences by the end of kindergarten. What does that even mean? Some letter sound correspondences. So for me, having clear expectations, you know, puts an emphasis on the fact that we know that students need a strong foundation in phonics skills, as well as a whole host of other skills in order to become competent readers and writers in future years. So I think this is really going to put the fact that these are the skills that students need at the forefront of instruction for educators. And then it won't be that some educators are following the science of reading and others are still kind of doing whatever they were doing 10 years ago in the classroom and are not following the updated science around how students learn how to read and things like that. So I think just having very explicit expectations is going to be great. That's one of the things that I really wanted to have. A scope and sequence would be like a provincial ride scope and sequence would be amazing. I think I've said that before here on the podcast, because, you know, you never, like right now with our kindergarten programs, a student might come from another school in January, and, you know, they might have been at a different school for 1.5 years, and they come to my classroom in January, and their education might have been completely different from what we have done so far in our classroom. And it has happened on multiple occasions where students have come in and they have no idea what we're doing, because the other kindergarten educators were doing something that, you know, just didn't follow exactly what we were doing in our classroom. So having something that all of the province and all the educators have to follow is going to be amazing. A lot of the comments that I saw was, oh, why are they doing this? I'm already doing this in my classroom. Why would they need to update this in the kindergarten program? What a waste of time. And my response to that is very much like, no, not everybody's doing it. We definitely need it explicitly stated so that everybody has to follow it within the legal document. So that's my thoughts on that part of it there. Another part was that a lot of educators were worried about the play-based program. So we know that students learn best through play, and that we want to make sure that that play is still an aspect of our program. And he reiterated it numerous times within the announcement during the press conference, that the play-based portion of the program is there to stay. He even gave examples of how play is used within the classroom. He talked about fractions. It made me wonder if they were adding fractions to the kindergarten program, which I don't think is something that's in there now. I don't remember ever seeing it. I think, but maybe we're introducing fractions to our kindergarten, saying that they won't understand what half a cookie means. But he gave an example of fractions and using blocks and using, I think, Play-Doh in the classroom. So definitely the play portion is there to stay. I think it's really just around the explicit instruction around math and literacy skills that the Ontario government really wants to pinpoint, because we know our reading scores are going down and we have to do something about it. And so this is their way of addressing it. So I'm excited about that. Another thing that educators were not necessarily upset about, but were voicing their concerns about, was like, well, what is the professional development going to look like around, you know, a new literacy curriculum? So like, they're going to roll this out possibly in spring of 2025 and have to be implemented in the fall of 2025. Like, where does the professional development fall? He did talk about having funding for that. that part, like things when they start talking about funding, I kind of tune that out. I know that that's probably not going to happen. I know that they rolled out a whole new math curriculum in the middle of like a pandemic and they had no like plan for rolling that out at whatsoever. So I'm not really holding my breath for anything, but I will say like calling for a new kindergarten program for years. So like the writing's been on the wall as an educator, and now this announcement has come. It's 2024. You know, you have like a full year before this comes, a year and a half before this new program is going to come out. You know, as an educator, I've said this before and it's going to ruffle some feathers. It is your professional duty to stay up to date with the ways in which we are teaching our students to read, to write, to learn math, whatever it is. You know, you have a duty to do professional development. And so I think that it'll be important for educators to really look within themselves and figure out what they need to do in order to be ready for a new curriculum to come out. Not saying that, you know, you have to have all the answers and have your programming ready to go, but have an understanding, have at least a basis of understanding of what's coming. And so, you know, you have a year and a half, if you haven't already started, to start looking at what this could look like for you, and start like, you know, reading some books or listening to some podcasts or anything like that. Yeah, so I think that's all the thoughts I have so far on this new updated Ontario kindergarten document. I will say that when it comes out, if I'm still doing this podcast, which hopefully I am, there'll definitely be some podcast episodes breaking down this new document. Maybe we can go live and we can talk about it. I will be around to, you know, process this new document together. Like, there are communities to help us through things like this, and I think we should take it as an exciting opportunity to reinvigorate our programs, to find a new approach to teaching, and to just be excited about something in our classrooms when, you know, we don't always have stuff to be excited about. But I think change is so good, and I'm really excited for it. And I hope that you are too. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this new Ontario kindergarten program document, or the updates. It's not going to be a new program. He was very adamant that it's going to be updated. I will also say that Kate Wynn was there to answer questions and to be part of the announcement. Kate Wynn was a podcast guest a couple months ago, and she part of like a volunteer for the International Dyslexia Association's Ontario branch. She's a kindergarten educator in Ontario. She is amazing. If you have not listened to her podcast episode, or like they have an IDA Ontario podcast, if you have not listened to her speak about structured literacy instruction and, you know, the science of reading, she is like the go-to expert. When I was watching her speak with Stephen Lecce and during the announcement, my mother-in-law was here, and I said to my mother-in-law, like, I want to be her when I grow up. Like, she is amazing. So definitely check her out. And having her there was also a very reassuring presence, because I know that she wants to be a part of something great, and she wants to always do amazing things for her students and for students throughout the province. So having her be a part of it is like gives me even more assurances and gives me even a more positive outlook for this whole situation. So yeah, make sure you go check her out. And again, I want to say thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a great rest of the day. And if you, again, are not already subscribed to my podcast, make sure you do on whichever platform you're listening to me on, so that you are notified whenever I put out new episodes, which is usually every Tuesday. Again, thank you so much for joining me on this kind of rambly process of working through my thoughts on the updates to the Ontario kindergarten program. I talked mostly about the literacy one. The math, have any thoughts on? Again, it's very wishy-washy language in the math part of the program as well, so I'm just glad that there'll be explicit expectations that we all have to follow so that we best prepare our students to be the best learners that they can be. So yeah, have a great day, and I will talk to you all again next time. Bye.